This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Deb Wolf, Animal Party Pet Life Radio. As you probably know from my howling greeting and my chow meow ending, so cat lovers, dog lovers, I've got a show for you today. But before we get to that, I'm going to talk about horses, yeah, and bears, but not for very long. I'll get to the cats and dogs really soon. So horses, I have to mention this because probably a lot of my listeners who aren't Canadian, which is most of my listeners, there's a lot of Canadians who listen to the show, but more people are outside of Canada than in. So a lot of you don't know that we have a separate football league, not soccer, but football, American style football. The rules are slightly different, but we have our own Super Bowl. It's called the Grey Cup. And that took place just very recently in the city nearest where I live, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And so for the part, this is the part that's weird, is whenever the Calgary Stampeders, which is Calgary's team, whenever their football team gets all the way to our Super Bowl, our Grey Cup, since 1948, every time they get there, they check into the hotel, and a fancy hotel at that, with a horse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a real live, big, totally big. It's a draft horse. It's huge, and they always film it, and it's super funny TV to see this horse being greeted by all the hotel staff and getting the, you know, the elite guest treatment, what they call platinum elite status. That's what the horse gets, and the horse is called Tough Enough. And it certainly does look tough enough. In fact, it looks absolutely chill because it's in a hotel lobby with so many people and lights and cameras, and it's just chill. So well done to the trainer. There's actually a person sitting on it when all this is going on, and the cheerleaders for the football team are lining the staircase, you know, with the pom-poms and the cheers, and it's not your average horse could do this. So well done to all of you, and I just think it's a great tradition. Okay, are we going to talk about bears? Well, just briefly, I'll be going to break and coming back and talking about bears. And then, cats and dogs, of course. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, you're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I want to talk about bears because I was talking about them a while ago and how some nasty people were poaching them just for their parts. Not even using the meat, leaving the bears just dead in the woods and taking the paws and the bladders, gallbladders, and selling them. And they can get $50 for a kilogram of bear paw in the USSR, and about 10 times as much as that if it goes over the border to China. So they're making these weird medicines, well, weird to my Western mind, but I suppose not so weird. Anyway, medicines for all sorts of cures. And there are synthetic alternatives, but it's fashionable to make them out of bear gallbladder or bear paws. And so this horrible situation is coming up where people are actually killing them just for that and trafficking them. And so I talked about that and how these two young bears were tied together and thrown down a river with their paws missing and how sad that was. And, well, they think they caught the guy. So good news there. The problem is, this person who pleaded guilty. So, yeah, okay. And was not the necessarily the killer of the bears, but a trafficker somewhere in the chain. Anyway, this person got fined $8,625 Canadian. So I'm thinking if he's making $500 a kilogram for bear paw, and bear paw can weigh up to 50 pounds, probably an average of 20, 25 pounds for a paw, that's not a good enough fine. That's what I think. So let's put some teeth in this legislation. It's great they caught him and it's great they charged him, but come on. All right, that's my complaint of the day. Yeah, I'm glad they caught him though. That's good. Take one of these guys out. Now, on a different bear, okay, I gotta say this bear news because this was just weird. And it was right in my area. Over here in Canada, we do have a lot of bears, not in the cities usually, and usually in the woods. And you don't usually see them unless you're trying. And but my neighborhood, that's not the case. We have a lot of bears here. We have mountain lions too, which you hardly ever see, but the bears you see often. And there's all kinds of things you're supposed to do, like never put food out and never put pet food out and clean up your fruit trees and make loud noises when you're walking through the woods so you don't startle them because they're really not interested in us. Okay, except for this one bear at 240th Street in Maple Ridge, sort of near where I live. And to my mind, not that much in the country because I'm way more in the country than that. So there's a shopping mall there and a McDonald's and a Starbucks and a supermarket, shopping malls on two sides of the street and a gas station on the third. This is not country. But anyway, someone was in that area and that street is really long. And there are parts of that street that have beautiful, it kind of valleys and trails, access to trails that go deep into the woods, and rivers that this time of year have salmon in them. So probably this was an issue between bears and people and salmon. But anyway, this bear attacked a man who was just walking his dog, just walking his dog. The dog was off leash. So the man got a hold of the dog, quickly got it on leash, but the bear kept trying to attack him to the point where the guy thought he was going to die. And these people who were fishing nearby, these anglers, came and helped the guy, but they had to kill the bear. So that's a whole different bear news. And it brings to mind what I see on the internet a lot. There was some footage of some people in Whistler eating snacks at a snack bar, and this bear came barreling along to check out the garbage, and they were just try to get him on their phones. Nobody was running away or making loud noises or doing what you're supposed to do. They were just posing right near him. A bear can kill you really fast. My friend Ivan the lion tamer, who works with bears, said, and I hope I'm getting this quote right, he said, "There's nothing tougher than a bear, except for a bigger bear." So beware of the bears, people. They're not yogi. All right, we're gonna come back, go to one more break, and come back and talk dogs and cats the rest of the show. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CattreeTray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And you might be wondering why I'm talking so much about bears. Well, bears do take dogs and cats sometimes. And bears are afraid of dogs because they think there's a whole pack, like a wolf pack, coyote pack. They don't really understand that it could just be your little cockapoo. They think it's a whole pack. So dogs can often cause problems, agitate a bear, and then run back to you. So if you're in bear country, keep your dog on a leash. And if you're in bear country, you're probably in coyote country. Coyotes love to eat cats, so keep your cats inside, or at least give them access to getting inside all the time, because you don't want your cats and dogs to be a meal, and you don't want to draw these predators around for the meal. So take care on that. Keep your pets safe. All right, so I wanted to go to some news, something I never report on, almost never, and it was scary to me. Like, it just, I heard it on the news, and it just sent shivers. Because I thought, oh no, that's not what they're doing. A lot of dogs and some cats get into trouble. Recently, there was a raccoon. These people had just like tried to get rid of this family of raccoons, and finally they gave up and they just kind of left them alone in their backyard. And this raccoon family lived there, and they hardly ever saw them or heard them, and they made sure they weren't feeding them. But one day they came home and there were all these passed out raccoons all over their property, especially in their back deck. And one in particular, a baby, looked like it was in terrible distress. So they picked it up and took it to the vet, and they gave it the equivalent of the, you know, the narcotic antidote for animals. They gave it that drug and the raccoon bounced back. In fact, it bounced back so well, a wild baby raccoon in a vet clinic, that it like went on a little bit of a rampage. But they should have known better on that one. If I'd been there, I'd be like, do you want to put it in a cage first and do the injection through the cage? Because I think you're going to need it. Anyway, so everybody was okay. But they believe these raccoons probably got into something that was laced with fentanyl. So something that really alarmed me in the news was they did a bust of $2 million worth of drugs. Okay, so that's not alarming. That's good. And many, many doses, 2 million doses of drugs worth, I don't know what. So 2 million doses worth of cocaine that was possibly laced with fentanyl was seized. Okay, good news, 2 million people saved, or however many people that it would have got to. But the problem is, it was caught in transit and it was being transported in dog treats. And that's what's so alarming to me. Dangerous drugs hidden in dog treats. So I just want to put it out there. You know, not only do you have to watch when you buy a treat bag or you get something discount or you find something that's maybe not your usual go-to brand, you got to turn it over and read the ingredients. You got to see where it was made. And don't fall for the tricks. Just because it was repackaged in North America doesn't mean it's from here. And if it's a product like an uncooked meat product or a partially cooked meat product, for example, a pig's ear or jerky, you got to be really, really, really careful. You know your source. Okay, so we already knew all that. But now add to it that drug traffickers are using treats. So does that mean if someone asks me when we're out, can I give your dog a treat? I'm probably going to say no. And I might even take my own. Because I don't want to discourage these nice people who want to teach my dogs good manners with people. I mean, it's great. You know, the person comes up to you. Can I pet your dog? Sure. Can I give it a treat? I'd rather you give it my treat. You don't even have to go into this big, long lecture. You can just say, like, you know, I prefer he stick to his own treats. And you hand them one. And you say, you can give him this one. And then he sits and he maybe shakes paw or lies down or just whatever it is you want him to do for strangers, not beg and not jump on them, right? So your dog's learning good manners and the person still gets the satisfaction, but you don't have to worry. And I would suggest people who don't have animals giving out treats, like at restaurants or cafes, just to be nice, they don't know what they're buying, you know? So it's probably a better idea you supply your own, especially given this terrible news. So I want to talk a little bit about cats, because that was two items about dogs, keeping dogs safe from bears, and the whole problem with them running at the bear and then running back at you. Now, I have dogs who are trained not specifically not to do that. I give them a stay right there command, and I teach them. I haven't yet encountered a bear with any of these dogs, though. And I think my polka dot poodle would not neither go toward it at all. Like, I can't see her running at a bear. She's like 40 pounds. No, I don't see it. She'd probably say woo, woo, woo from beside me. But that's the best I would get. But I used to have a Rottweiler that did this. And I was investigating a book I was writing called 101 Dog Spots in and around Vancouver. And I would go to these isolated parks and forests and places all within an hour of Vancouver, where you could walk dogs off leash and no one would trouble you. But the problem is sometimes I'd run into like a pack of coyotes. That happened at Burns Bog, or a bear that seemed to be tracking and chasing us on the North Shore. So, you know, sometimes I really needed my dogs to be listening. So I wouldn't take customers. I'd take only the only dogs I knew super well. And one of them was this Rottweiler hound dog that I used to call my Mr. Wharf, because like that dog was, he'd wake up every morning and his little motto was, "Today is a good day to die for Deborah." You know, that's how his attitude was. "What you looking at?" he would telegraph to any man who stared at me. It was intense. And I tried to teach him. See, he was a rescue dog and he had a really, really terrible life. So he was really grateful to me. So I tried to teach him the command timeout, you know, which was like, just, you're off duty. Just go be a dog. And we'd be walking the forest or whatever. And I'd say, "Okay, time out, man. Just go." And he would run about 10 yards, like as if we were playing football. He would run the exact same distance, maybe 20 yards. He'd run really hard and then turn around and be back on duty. He just didn't want to break. So yeah, that was Chopper. Good old Chopper Chopstick. A dog who'd worn an electric shock collar and they didn't use it properly, if there is any properly, you know, when it comes to that. But they would just shock him randomly. If he had muddy feet, shock him. If he didn't, okay. And so he didn't know what was what. And when I first came to him, they'd thrown rocks at him and all kinds of terrible things. And when I first met him, I would sit outside his pen and juggle, just to get him, because if you threw a ball, this dog would run for cover. He thought they were rocks. So I had to teach him from the very, very beginning. So you can see why he was so grateful. And if you do want a pet that's going to be grateful, rescue's the way to go. Cat or dog. People think cats are so aloof. Rescue cats are not aloof. They're completely bonded to you. They wait for you when you come home. They wait at the front door. They're just sort of by the window. Like they're so into you. The same with rescue dogs. You can raise a puppy and do everything right from the start, but you won't get that same kind of recognition of the big deal it is that you adopted them. You won't get that. And you will get it each and every day from a rescue animal. Okay. So there's one exception to that. I want to talk about Mexican dogs. But I said I'd talk more about cats, so I'm going to throw some cat information at you quickly. Did you know that your cat's ears can rotate 180 degrees? People are always talking about how great dogs hear and how great dogs smell and all that. Well, cats too, okay? They have an excellent sense of smell. And their tongue, that tongue of theirs with all those spikes on it, if you've ever been licked by a cat, they're trying to be gentle because that tongue can clean meat off bones. That's what it's for. Oh, and also, there's some great footage online of cats drinking in slow motion. And the tongue, all the spikes on it, actually act almost like a paddle wheel on an old-fashioned boat. They're shaped so that they collect the liquid. It's such a cool-shaped tongue. It does so much. So it's the most amazing drinking utensil as well. Okay, so that's enough. That's enough cat facts. So I did say that rescue cats and rescue dogs are very, very grateful, which is true. They don't count cats when they're in rescue places. It's so noisy. And they don't take the quiet and calmness of your home for granted. They are so appreciative. And dogs, well, if they've ever been hungry, they're so grateful to know they're getting fed on time every day and to get walk, to get exercise, to get out. It's so, I mean, the shelters try, but they're overworked and they don't get an off-leash walk ever. So, you know, giving them freedom like that, they will repay you. But there's one exception to this I've noticed quite a lot, and I think it's pretty funny, because I get quite a few calls to train what I would call little Mexican dogs, because they're actually from Mexico and they're often Chihuahua crosses. And here's the deal with that. When the person from Canada is visiting Mexico and they're on their holiday and they're going to and from their resort or their rented condo or whatever to the beach, and they keep encountering this dog, right? They probably encounter many dogs, but there's one that stands out. It's just so darn winning and charming and clever, and it seems to need them. And before long, they start feeding it and then they start caring for it. And then when they leave, they think, "Oh, we can't leave this dog behind," right? Okay. So then they take this dog that was so perfectly behaved. It was It was trying to win them over, and it did. And they take it back to Canada, dum-da-dum-da-dum, and they give it all the things it always dreamed of. And you would think it would be grateful. But the thing is, oftentimes, that dog was brilliant at manipulating people. And now that he's got everything he wants and all the rules have changed, he's still brilliant at manipulating people. So now he's growling when you try and move him off the couch, or he won't let the kids near the food, or you can't really trust him in certain situations. And all of a sudden you're thinking, well, wait a minute, this dog was amazing when it was out on the street. Well, I bring it into my lovely warm home and family, and it's a holy terror. And I can help with that. But if you're facing something like that, we can get that dog to understand that the way to win over the situation, the way to succeed, is to behave. But before, you didn't have to do that because everything was set up for that. You know, if he was rude, if he was aggressive, nobody was going to pay attention to him or feed him. Now he figures he could do anything he wants. So I would start by not allowing him on the couch and keeping a leash on him at all times that you can just quickly grab so you don't have to get near those teeth or deal with him physically to get your way. You say, off the couch, and you pull him off the couch without actually pulling him. And different things like that that I can suggest. But if you've got a dog problem or a cat problem, well, I'd love to solve it for you. deb@petliferadio.com. You can send me a text. You can send me a voice clip. You can send me a guest suggestion. If I can't solve your problem, I'll get someone on the show who can. Got lots of friends who are pet experts of different kinds. Medical, trainers, breeders, all sorts. Cats, dogs, rescue people. So if you've got a question for me that I can't solve, I will absolutely bring someone else on. And if you'd like to speak to me so we can work it out, right? Like, say you tell me your dog problem and I give you a suggestion. If you're on air with me, and we can pre-tape it so you won't be live, so you don't have to worry about that. But if you're on air with me, you can say, oh, we tried that already. We can tweak it. We can give and take until we get a solution that's going to work for you. I love that. So that's the deal with calling me for pet problems and pet questions. Okay, so I want to give a shout out to the show. There's a show on TV called After Midnight, and in where I live, it comes on after the Colbert Show. But After Midnight is a game show, sort of. It's hosted by a comedian, Taylor Tomlinson, and each night she has three other comedians on to compete, sort of, with these quirky little games. And it's super, super funny. It has to do with social media, and but you don't need to be a TikTok addict to appreciate the show. It's actually quite clever. But the reason I'm giving them a shout out is because they often have this segment called Dumb Dog, Smart Dog. And the other day they had one on called Dumb Cat, Smart Cat. And so what they do is they freeze a photo of the cat or dog in question. And the contestants have to guess, is this going to be a dumb dog video or a smart dog video? Is this cat going to do something in the next few seconds that shows it's a really dumb cat? Or is it going to be a smart cat? And I got to say, well, this is like a guilty pleasure of mine. I am loving these clips. Loving them. They were so funny. So in one case, Dumb Cat, Smart Cat, they show this cat close up staring at the camera looking a little cross-eyed, and you think, well, could go either way. And then they reel the video, and this cat is a mastermind escape artist. The person has wedged wood into the door and locked the door and bolted the door and trying to keep the cat in. And the cat goes climbing up the back of the bookcase and then around and hangs itself off to get the wedge out and then goes back down around to do the latch. And sure enough, in seconds, it's out the door. Smart cat. In the same, game, they show another cat who is about to go through a gate. And he's a little portly. And you think to yourself, is he going to go under? Is he going to go over? Is he going to go through it? Is he going to get stuck? Well, he's a dumb cat, because sure enough, not only he gets stuck in the gate because he's too fat to go through the rungs, he gets stuck in a gate, and then gets freaked out by that. So he runs with the gate still attached to him, swinging. He runs into the wall, and then he gets mad at the gate and attacks his own self. So, dumb cat. Anyway, if you want to catch Taylor Tomlinson, I sincerely think it's worth it. Partly for the animal content, but otherwise it's a great show. So I wanted to give a shout out there. All right, everybody. It's been a busy show. We talked about horses, we talked about bears, we talked about dogs, and we definitely talked about cats. And if you're looking to do something good in rescue, if you want to help cats, check out givethem10.org, because that's the way to go. They can show you the way. All right. Thanks, everybody. From me, Deb Wolf, I'm Pet Life Radio and Animal Party. Be good to your animals. Ciao, meow.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.